At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. In studio joining me to talk about an exhibit that is taking place over the course of the next couple of months. It's called and entitled Shelter in Place. Is photographer, artist, and he does other things. Kurt Kiefner joined me here on the Lake Show. First off, Kurt, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
So we met about 3 weeks ago. We have some mutual friends, the owners at Sebastian Joe's Ice Cream, of which I'm a massive fan. I'm like their poster child, right? Like I'm like the walking endorsement. I love Mike and Tim and those guys. And so we met over there because Mike wanted me to meet you because they had an exhibit that was taking place. And, you know, they do a lot of different things. They have like music on the patio at the Linden Hills. They have art stuff that's kind of like in their different shops. And I had to work that night, but I stopped by there to meet you, and I'm so happy that I did because you have an exhibit that is taking place, and it's on the wall at the Franklin location. It's called Shelter in Place. But before we get to that specific artistic expression that you have, tell me a little bit about who you are because clearly you're a big deal around here. And I was talking to Jason DeRussia a little bit earlier after you told me that you knew Jason and kind of a little bit of your background I kind of got from Mike. But for those people that are like, hold on, that name's familiar, let them know.
My name's Kurt Kiefner. I'm a local guy. Grandparents met in Loring Park 120 years ago. I still wear my dad's dog tags from World War II. Came up in the hair business. That's been my primary job. I apprenticed under Horace and was there on the ground when we opened the mansion on 18th and started Aveda. So most people who know me or my name know me through the hair business. The photo piece is something I've done all my life, but I've never done it in a big way professionally. You know, it's always been kind of a
hobby.
It's been a hobby, but I also did a lot of photo production work commercially for Revlon and Estee Lauder. I mean, I was on sets of big photo production stuff, but I was usually doing the hair. So that's kind of where I come from.
Well, I love, you know, people that have a passion for doing something, right? Because if you're passionate about it and you just keep kind of cranking and doing it, you know, I mean, it really comes through later on where people be like, you know what, this person's got a gift. And so as I sat there and looked at some of the images that were on the wall, the very first thing that I said to you was, I was like, man, you've got it. You've got that eye. And I mean that because I've been around a couple of people here locally that have that eye. My friend Marjan Samadi, she does a lot of photography for me and stuff that I do with my Lake Media Group. And then also I'm friends with David Sherman, the NBA photographer. But you've got a distinctive it reminds me of like Gordon Parks, you know, especially with black and white pictures. Talk about shelter in place and what it is.
Well, shelter in place.
And how it came to be. Because it's a great story.
Well, there's the shelter in place piece is ended up being a homeless or unsheltered sort of project. But its lineage is a little bit different. It started when George Floyd was murdered. And it was serendipitous, man. I had a camera in my car. I was unemployed because of COVID. I travel for a living and I work with the public. I work in the service business. And I was unexpectedly vacant. And I was at Michael's at the ice cream store right after George Floyd was killed and his windows got busted out. Mm-hmm. It was on the Wednesday. He was killed on a Monday night. And I left there and all of the windows were busted out on Hennepin Avenue. There was just glass like ice in the streets. And there was people out crying, shoveling ice into garbage buckets with snow shovels in the middle of June. And I parked my car and I just started photographing that whole thing before the National Guard showed up, before the precinct burned down, before major cable media was in town. I was out just shooting that, and it leapfrogged because on the Thursday of that week, a local girl was murdered over at the Lamplighter, and her mother started MACGV, Mothers Against Community Gun Violence. And between those two things, I kind of got I got invited into MACGV to do photography for them and to be involved with that project. So that was the beginning of it. And when those two things sort of settled down a little bit, you know, our police department was gone. And there was carjacking. And there was people with signs lined up on Hennepin Avenue asking for money. And I had a camera and I had some time. And I just went out and started connecting with people and learning their stories and taking their pictures and giving them 10 or 20 bucks. And that blew up because being from the hair business, I got a half a dozen hair salons in town to take winter clothing for me. So I started handing out clothes and people started giving me money and I started handing out money. And the very next thing that happens is a tent encampment opens in my parking lot.
Oh, wow.
And I was up at the Grain Belt building on 13th off of Broadway. And I looked out my window. It was January 1st, 2021. It was freezing cold. And overnight, the city had shut down a tent encampment on Hiawatha. And they had moved, so I went from nothing to 60 tents overnight. And it was 20 below zero, and I just walked in with a camera and said, "What's up?" And before I was done, I had met everybody there. I'd been in every tent. I had heard every story. I had photographed every face. I made some great friends, made some great connections, and that led to the next 5 years of just kind of following the unhoused community around and trying to be supportive. So.
One of the things that I just love, and we're talking to Kirk Kiefner, photographer, artist. How would you describe yourself? What kind of title would you go by?
I'm a storyteller.
A storyteller. I like that because, and it's perfect segue to where I'm going. When I look at the pictures and the photographs that you took, and the way that you took them, people that are as skilled as you and others are, a person can look at a photograph and see a picture of somebody and they can get a story out of it. Or they can get inquisitive about what is the story and in talking to you can find out the story. That's what I felt when you went around and you were describing this person and I met this gentleman and this woman. Just kind of talk about that process of having conversations and almost like, I don't want to call them like mini interviews, but you got to know these individuals.
Well, that's the question, right?
Yeah. And it's not just a photograph. It's more.
Well, as a photographer, and I said this last Tuesday at that event, you would like to think that your pictures tell a story, but they don't tell the whole story. And I think they do. They pique people's interest. And I start every person that I meet on the street, I say, "Can I take your picture?" And I say, "Can I take your picture for $10? Can I take your picture for $20? And that gives them agency, right? They can say yes or no.
Yep.
They're no longer, you know, and being recognized is one of the kind of key objectives I have is to acknowledge and bring awareness to this population. And what I learned is that, man, there's just the line between housed and unhoused is pretty much invisible. I mean, it's a very, very vague line. And I started realizing these are just my neighbors. This is just my community. And these are my friends. These are the people that it's important for me to connect with. And some of them, I mean, some of their stories are, it's a different community, but some of their stories are just so compelling, so interesting. And I've got people that I met on the street that I've sponsored into treatment. I've been sober for 35 years. I've got people on the street, you know, that are still performing rap at night and living in a tent. I mean, the stories just go in any direction you can think of, mm-hmm. right? And I've learned more about different cultures and different people, and I, you know, it's something that I cannot quit. It's been more enriching for me than them, I think, you know.
In the exhibit, Shelter in Place, about how many pictures or photographs would you say that you took over the course of the years?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I think I have photographed about 2,500 people on the street. I know I have 6 2-gigabyte hard drives that are full of images. They're not as well organized as they might be. That's not what I'm good at. And that exhibit really taught me. I did that to stop. I had been taking pictures every day for 5 years. And I said, if I don't put a stake in the ground and take a look at I've forgotten
it'll
this.
Go forever,
yeah, it'll go on forever. So you've caught me kind of in this transition between what happens next, what I've been doing, and what happens next.
The organizing phase.
Yeah, the organizing phase. And just culling that exhibit, well, you saw upstairs in my studio. I printed over 600 pictures.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of them don't really tell a story if you don't put them in sequence. You know, I mean, there's got to be 3 or 5 of them to kind of give you an idea of the environment and the activity, you know. And I can't even imagine, but I don't just do it here. Because when I got back to work, a large part of my stuff is shot in Denver, shot in Kelowna, shot in Vancouver, shot in Edmonton, shot in Chicago, shot in Seattle. Because everywhere I go now, that's how I connect. I can't not do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so help me with this for the listening audience, because I believe that the listening audience and people that are inquisitive and love art and love great photography and storytelling should come and check out Shelter in Place. It's going to be in several different places over the next few months. Talk about where it is right now and where it's going.
Well, the idea is it's at Sebastian Joe's on Franklin. on Hennepin and Franklin. And it's not as hard to get to as you might imagine. Hennepin's missing, but you can get there.
Yeah, we're well aware of the construction of Uptown, but you can still get there. Find a way.
Google's good to you. It's going to go from there to the store that framed and hung everything. My dearest friend, T.R. Lundquist, is the guy who framed it at Hang It. And they would like to hang the show up there. So August, September, it'll go there.
Okay.
And then I think it's going to go into the Aveda Institute Network, which will start here in the old Labor Temple in Northeast at the Aveda Institute.
Mm-hmm.
But they have...
Is that the location that's the block over from the Byerly's Lunds?
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And that is where I used to go to concerts in high school. And that's the old Labor Temple, you know, so...
It's a legendary spot. I've never been in there, though.
Well, in the top floor, that's... I saw Tony Williams' Lifetime there, you know.
Wow.
I mean, in the 70s or the 60s. Anyway, it's going to go there into the atrium, and the people that own about 25 of those buildings nationwide, and they've always been great, great supporters of mine, and they want to take the show on tour through some of the Aveda Institutes around North America. And that's yet to be strategized, but they've made the offer. So it's going to be Sebastian Joe's, Hang It, and Aveda Institute in the next 4 or 5 months in the cities.
You got some, definitely. And the reason why I say it is because, look, I've seen the photographs. I've seen the ones that have been, that are up on the wall, that are posted. I've seen ones that you show me out of your collection, your office, and your studio. And, it, like, they're remarkable images. But I think that the one thing that people need to understand when you talk about it traveling around is that Minnesota is known for a bunch of different things now. Like, we've been known for Bob Dylan. We've been known for Prince. We've been known for a lot of different things. Unfortunately, some of the things that we've been known for lately here have been negative, right? Like, you know, Philando Castile, I think today is the 9 years ago today, or maybe it was yesterday, he was killed by the police officer over in, I can't remember, what was it, Columbia Heights? I think it might have been Columbia Heights. Will never be forgotten because of George Floyd, and that will forever be something that globally people will remember. So when people think about that, and around that time, Memorial Day weekend, this is something I think a lot of people always kind of gravitate to.
Yeah.
It's heavy. It's deep. It's deep. All right. So make sure that you guys go and check it out. Shelter in Place, an outstanding exhibit. I call it an exhibit, photography artist. Now I got a question. How many times will people get an opportunity because to go over there and maybe be in your midst? Because if I go over there on a random day and I want to get me a pint of Sebastiano's favorite, I might not see Kurt Kiefner. But is there going to be designated times or opportunities to maybe connect with you?
You know, I haven't thought that far.
Okay.
And all the people behind the counter at Sebastian Joe's know me because I office upstairs, and I've been in that building for 40 years. So I was there the day they bought it, right?
Yeah.
So they all know how to find me. If anyone wants to ask for me, there's not anyone who doesn't know who I am and how to bring me downstairs. So,
hey, thank you so much for being in the studio. I love the exhibit. I love the photography. And actually, you know, we're going to have to talk offline because me and him are thinking about doing a collaboration. He doesn't know that quite yet, but we're going to talk a little bit off air. But, Kurt, I appreciate you coming on WCCO.
Nothing to amend. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.